I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 tonight. I have to say that as I've journeyed in this study and through this chapter of the Scriptures, I have found myself coming up empty a lot as to how to preach a text that is so packed full of truth about the same thing. And, I was preparing for this evening, I found myself beginning on a train of thought, and I'd get down a couple verses, and then it would just fall apart. And, I ask myself, a lot of times, God, what is it you would desire to teach us? What is it that you desire to communicate to your people? As we were singing tonight, the Lord brought an illustration to my mind I want to share with you that has to do with our text this evening. This past week, we had an opportunity to minister to a family by watching one of their children, one of their little girls. They were in a situation where they just needed somebody, and we were around, so it just worked out. The grandfather was the one who dropped off the little girl. I've seen this gentleman. I've shaken his hand before. I couldn't remember his name, he's an acquaintance. So he came. He brought the little girl. I invited him in, and we just got talking there in the mudroom. And the more and more I talked to this gentleman, the more blessed my heart became. Why? This man's lips dripped the word of God. It dripped out. And in almost every phrase or sentence and different subjects that we would talk about, there would be some scripture or some principle from the word of God that he would bring out. And I found myself in a situation where so often I feel like I'm supposed to be putting out and putting out and putting out. And I found myself speechless. I had nothing. And here this God was using this man to just pour this truth into me, and I had to ask him his name. And he just kept talking and sharing, and this man had a smile the whole time. He was a refreshment to me, and he was just coming to drop off his granddaughter. But we stood and we talked for probably a half hour. And he doesn't know this, I don't think. Maybe I'll tell him sometime. What a ministry that was to me. For time, there are times when I get tired and when I'm dry and when I am just when I'm struggling. And God uses people, but He just doesn't use people. He uses the Word of God that's in those people. All right? I mean, you know the kind of people that are just a treasure to be around, the kind of people that you want to be around in a difficult time, because they just bleed scripture and they bleed the truth, and you are around them and you are encouraged and strengthened. And dear ones, listen, remember, it's not because these are some special people, it's because these people have been made special by the Word of God. God's doing a mighty work in their life because they've exposed themselves to the scripture. It was obvious this man had spent a lot of time in scriptures. With that in mind, I would like us to read two stanzas tonight of this psalm. Two stanzas of Psalm 119. And remember, there are 22 stanzas. Each stanza is 8 verses long. And each of those 8 verses in each stanza begins with the same Hebrew letter. We're going to start at verse 17. Okay, we're going to begin at verse 17. And as we march down through this, I'm going to ask that you begin thinking about the scriptures. And I'm going to ask you this question. Can you think of a scripture that has been a delight to you? Think of a scripture, and I'd be interested if you'd be willing to share this scripture and share why it is a delight. All right? Verse 17, Psalm 119, verse 17. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of my law, out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight, and my counselors. Verse 25, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. As I spent time meditating on this passage, for I have found that really that is the best way to attack this passage, is just meditate, and allow it to just filter into my heart and to my mind. I have come across some very important things, and these might be very obvious and simple to you, but many times we may forget them. But I want you to notice the emphasis that is placed upon God's involvement, God's application of the Word of God upon the psalmist in his heart. He says, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Well, who is he talking to? He's talking to God. And he's asking God to deal bountifully and reward and recompense him as a servant. Why? That I may live and keep thy word. Notice, live. That I may live. It's not give me food or give me water. It's deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live. Oh God, I need you. I find life in you. Have you thought of a verse that's delight to you? Anyone? Nan. Psalm 18:2. And why is this a delight?
Well, picture that. Again, picture a rock, and it's a rock.
Yeah.
You stand on it, he's our rock. It's not going to break apart. He's our fortress and strength and power. And you run into a fortress and you say. And the same with deliverer, I think of, because I look at that word, that helps a lot of time. I think of like a fireman who rushes into the fire and scoops up a small child and carries it out safe. And then the high tower is another somewhere. Somewhere is my tower or something, and I will run into it and have it in safe.
Interesting, yeah. And you know what's interesting, Nan, is that with that verse, I believe we may find delight in something like that is because we are in need of God's strength, aren't we? We're in need of a rock. We're in need of His protection and security.
They opened me up three times in my evidence. The first time, they put a colonoscopy in my work, food in my ears. During that time, found out he had cancer in the bladder. They straightened that out. When the surgeon straightened that out, the doctor sent me for chemotherapy and radiation to Dallas. The doctor down there also said, you can't have radiation. You will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord is chasing me sore, but he's not giving me over to death. Now I'm to live and we're praying the works of the Lord. And he let me live, and through you, I've been preaching. I don't care. I only got two people who don't buy the church. We've had some wonderful days, Sundays, great times, preaching and teaching the Word of God. He abounded me with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. I did live, and I am keeping your word. And when you came back, here did that on the left hand page of my Bible.
Yep.
I have to
talk. Amen.
I won't say any more tonight. Your church, your people. And I just had to talk.
Amen. Well, good. Let's keep Mark. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Be thinking. Be thinking on that. We'll move along. I'll make a couple other comments as I read down through this passage, but as you consider that idea of delight that you see there in verse 24, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Now jump back up to verse 18 where it says, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. This concept this introduces the concept that we just don't have the ability to fully understand everything about God ourselves. This truth of God has to be opened up for us through His grace by Him. And you see this here, open thou mine eyes. It's a prayer. God, open my eyes. Why? That I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. The psalmist, he's not asking for, reveal to me incredible mysteries and incredible future events. No, just help me understand the wonderful things that are contained in your law. In other words, it's like those, when you wake up in the morning and you're still groggy and it takes a while for focus. Oh God, focus my eyes that I really may see the wonderful things. Or it's like those frustrating pictures that they have in museums that look like nothing, but my wife can see a picture in them. Oh, they drive me crazy. I can never see them. But they're these incredible pictures that have pictures in them that you're supposed to be able to pick them out. God's Word, although, yes, he didn't give it to us to confuse us, but it comes to life as a result of the grace of God at work. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Question of application. Do you find the things in God's law wondrous? Do you find the instructions that God has for you as wondrous? It's a sobering thought because sometimes they're rebukes, aren't they? Sometimes they're corrections. God's law that's full of wondrous things.
I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has got prepared for them.
There you go. That's right.
Open down my eyes.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's in the Word of God has all kinds of wondrous things for us. Open thou mine eyes. You ever find yourself just walking through a fog? Walking through a time of just, you just feel like you're missing a step. You're just not getting, you're not sharp. It's okay to pray. Just pray and say, God, open my eyes. I know there are wondrous things in your law. Just help me to see them. Verse 19, I am a stranger in the earth. hide not thy commandments from me. Stranger or sojourner, the concept here the psalmist is bringing to light is, I'm on this earth, and this is not my permanent home. Okay? I'm here, and I'm on earth. I need your commandments. Please don't hide them from me. Please allow them to come to my understanding and knowledge. Because here I am, a wanderer, a sojourner, a stranger on the earth. God, you are up, you're in heaven, I am on earth. I need your instructions, I need your commandments. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Another way to say this would be, my soul is crushed by the longing that I have for thy judgments. You know, the psalmist here is very expressive as he portrays, as he communicates his view and his understanding, his feelings about the Word of God. And as you see this, remember and take note of God's involvement and how the psalmist is acknowledging God. Verse 21, thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Again, what do you see? I was reminded of this passage in James and in 1 Peter, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. And here we have the psalmist acknowledging that God rebukes the proud. They are the cursed ones. They are the ones who go astray from God's commandments. And as you read this, I try to put myself in the psalmist's shoes. We're not exactly sure who wrote this psalm. But you just kind of picture yourself and you saying these things. Why do you think he made this comment about the proud? I believe it was either one of two things. It's because at one point he found himself to be prideful. And he felt the curse. And he knew that he was walking astray from God's commandments. Or he had people in his life that were proud, and he saw that they were cursed by God because of their pride, and they were people that went astray from God's commandments. Anybody think of another passage of delight? Bruce. All right, I'll let you. Two verses. Huh. You want to Yes. Yeah. Good. Good. Someone else? Want to share? Andrew?
This is kind of become a moving verse. If you're not afraid, you will be God's name. For the word of God is with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it would be very personal.
I'll take a note now at verse 22 of our passage. It says, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Now you notice there that he's speaking of reproach and contempt that he has experienced, and he's crying out to God, remove that from me, for I have kept thy testimonies. The psalmist understands what is important to God. Obedience. He's understanding that importance. And he's understanding that there is blessing found in obedience. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. I was reminded of Daniel. Do you remember Daniel? Daniel in the lion's den? And remember, he was of an upright man, a man who did things in the right way. But what happened? His fellow princes got together and made a law against him just to pull him down, to kill him. And you see there in the Psalms, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. You ever have a time when you're feeling attacked? Ever have a time when your people are just talking all about you or against you? Do not waver from God's statutes. Do not err or go astray from them. You see here that the psalmist held fast to God's word. Hold fast to what you know to be true. In verse 24, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. That last word, counselors, is a word that's made up of two Hebrew words, men and counsel. So these are men that give counsel. And you see here that the psalmist says, thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. It is what gives me counsel. Just like someone would give me counsel, I gain counsel, insight from the testimonies of God. You know, dear ones, as you consider these passages and you're thinking of scriptures that are a delight to you, this truth of meditating on the Word of God does bring us delight, and it brings wisdom and counsel to us all throughout the day. I wasn't expecting that day this past week to be blessed by God in such a way. But I was blessed by the Word of God and through a man who knew it and who obviously found delight in the testimonies of the Lord. And my prayer for you is that you be someone like that, who has a testimony of delighting in God's testimonies and God's commandments and statutes. That you be somebody that realizes and understands how precious of a treasure we have in the Word of God. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Do you ever feel like you're just down in the dust, eating dust? There's life that's found in God's word. Life. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Allow that to be a motivation this week. To be somebody who is talking of the wondrous works of God. I mean, let me read that again. It says, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word, unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. You know, dear ones, there's no fancy outline tonight. There's just these two stanzas of Psalm 119. And really, the Spirit of God may take one verse for some of you and another one for another and apply it to your heart in a very personal way. But we need to realize and we need to understand God's involvement in this process. This is God's Word, and it is God who brings God's Word to light in our hearts and lives. We need God's Word. We need it. It is our rock. It is our strong fortress. Jesus understood this when he spoke on the Sermon on the Mount, and he said at the end of it, he said, if you hear my words and do them, you are like a man who builds his house on a rock. The words of God. Do not err from them. Times will get tough. Things will get cloudy, and you'll feel like you're walking in a fog or rolling in the dust or melting for heaviness. The burdens of life are great in many, many times. But God's word always stays the same. And it is always true. And it is sufficient to bring us to light and to be our counselors. Anyone want to share closing passage of delight? Hey, Harriet. Yes. Good. All right, let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you tonight for your word. Lord, you knew how frustrated I was just trying to put together this message tonight. And Lord, what it ended up is just that you wanted us to share together how your word is a delight to our hearts and lives. And you just reminded us of how we need you. We need your word. And it's strong and it's secure. It's a rock. Lord, you know where each one of these dear people are at in their lives. Some may be really struggling and may be feeling a great heaviness of heart. I ask that you would minister through your word into their hearts and lives. Lord, help us to be disciplined people that to expose ourselves to your truth regularly so that we truly may be counseled by it and delighted from it. In Jesus' name, amen.